I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the big festival this weekend is happening in Eastham, where fans of the turnip, and who isn't a fan, are finding creative ways to celebrate that vegetable.
This is the 16th annual Eastham Turnip Festival, and it's again being put on by the library, this year from 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday at Nauset High. There's again going to be a wide variety of contests, entertainment, chances for eating, games, plus a marketplace. The event's going to kick off with a blessing of the turnips. Then activities will include turnip line dancing, a chance for greetings and photos with Mr. and Ms. Turnip, and turnipy versions of games that include bowling, ring toss, beanbag throwing, cornhole, and Connect Four. They've got local restaurants there that are going to vie for the People's Choice Award, and they're competing with the tastiest turnip dish of the year. Plus, there's going to be a turnip shuck-off to determine who can peel the fastest. And if you've ever wanted to get a tattoo, they've got turnip designs for henna body art.
It's not Thanksgiving yet, but the Cape Cod Mall is ready for Christmas, including hosting the 14th annual Spectacle of Trees.
This is a weeks-long event that's a fundraiser for 10 local nonprofit organizations, and it opens on Sunday outside Ten Pin Eatery and Santa's Village at the mall. Each organization covers a tree with decorations, including multiple gifts. Then donors may buy tree bucks to help one or more organizations of their choice, and so enter to win the prizes on each of the trees. After Sunday's opening at 11 a.m., there will be a VIP kickoff party from 6 to 8 p.m. on Monday with bidding on wreaths with auctioneer Jim Ruberti. Awards of most traditional, most creative, and best in show for the trees there will be judged that night. The fundraiser is going to continue through December 14th during mall hours.
November has been a big month for local theaters, and there are a dozen shows or readings happening around the Cape this weekend.
Cape Cod Times critics have reviewed 6 of those shows, and some of their top recommendations include the local premiere of the musical comedy Something Rotten, which mixes Shakespeare and the supposed start of the Broadway musical, and that's at Cape Rep Theater in Brewster. She Loves Me, which is the musical version of a love story between two co-workers who don't think they like each other. That's happening at Falmouth Theater Guild. And then Flowers in the Desert, a two-person drama about a formerly married couple who are played by a real-life married couple at Kootuat Center for the Arts. Barnstable Comedy Club has the first Christmas show in the area with a musical version of Miracle on 34th Street. And then a new Christmas show opening this weekend is the radio play version of It's a Wonderful Life at Provincetown Theater. There are also 2 high school shows happening only this weekend, the farcical The Skin of Our Teeth at Dennis Yarmouth. Then the 2 Sturgis campuses in Hyannis are combining to bring 90 students on stage and backstage for the musical version of Legally Blonde, which they're putting on at Cape Cod Community College.
And looking ahead, a sure sign of the holiday season will be the lights that go on next Wednesday.
The night before Thanksgiving is always the lighting of the Pilgrim Monument in Provincetown, and those lights will then come on every night for 6 weeks, so through New Year's, to mark the time that the pilgrims spent in Provincetown in 1620 before heading inland to Plymouth. There's going to be 3,100 landing lights in 19 strands, and they will be draped from the top to the bottom of the 252-foot structure. Those are going to be turned on at a party being held from 5 to 7 p.m. next Wednesday, November 27th.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.